Very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits.
I am a duck, bent on self-preservation.
Say your prayers, wabbit. It's wabbit season.
Duck season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Fire! Fire! Hold everything. Daffy gets blasted.
Mm-hmm.
Page 7, Daffy gets blasted. Page 8, Daffy gets blasted again. What's the matter with you people? We can't do this kind of stuff anymore.
A brother is Warner.
Showbiz legends like me shouldn't have to play stooge to that long-eared carrot-chomping overbite challenge.
What's up, Doc?
Hey, Bobby, how's the wife? Great nose job, Chuck. Oh, thanks, Foyles. Good rug, Mel. Never would have guessed.
Pardon me.
The pleasure's mine.
Fellas, I think Dave's right. Maybe I'll take a vacation. Go visit my 542 nieces and nephews.
Mr. Doc, excuse me, I'm sorry. I don't see how we can have a Bugs Bunny movie without Bugs Bunny.
Oh, my heavens, no. You couldn't have a movie without Bugs Bunny. And if you don't mind me asking, whose glorified personal assistant are you?
Kate Houghton, Vice President, Comedy.
Right.
Kate did Lethal Weapon babies. Finally, a lethal weapon I can take my grandchildren to.
Gentlemen, check your phones. Our latest research shows that Bugs Bunny is a core asset that appeals to male and female, young and old, throughout the known universe. While your fan base is limited to angry fat guys in basements.
Yeah, but come on, fellas. I'm thrice the entertainer the rabbit is. Fine, it's hilarious. But moviegoers these days demand action heroes like me. Copy that, rabbit. It has come to this, has it? I'm afraid the brothers Warner must choose between a handsome matinee idol or this miscreant perpetrator of low burlesque.
Whichever one's not the duck.
Hey, that's the stuff from my office.
You don't have an office. Not anymore.
Symbolically, this is bad.
Please, brother. Other brother. I see he won't help me, please. I'm too moist and tender to retire.
Let me escort you out.
Wait! I haven't tried toadying, cow-towing, or butt-kissing yet. I'm still begging here.
Can I try that again?
No. Thank you. We'll call you.
Sir.
Hey, DJ, how'd you try out, Joe?
Well, let's see. I can say I made an impression.
You know, your father can get you the job anytime he wants to.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want that. I'd really rather earn it, sir.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Warner mentioned you this morning.
He did? What did he say?
He said, don't forget the turtle wax.
What about animation? I could do cartoons.
Get duck walking.
Morning, Mr. Bunny.
Very hot now, and I do voices. Listen. Excuse me.
Happy mistake, boy.
Let him around.
You can't handle the truth.
Grip, lady.
I need you to eject this duck.
Lady, this is Daffy Duck.
Exactly.
Not anymore. We own the name.
Oh, yeah? Well, you can't stop me from calling myself Daffy. What do you know?
You fired Daffy Duck?
No, I didn't. Well, I did. They did.
We're following orders.
You know what? You don't know me.
You're Kate Houghton. You're the VP of comedy. Go figure. You drive a red 1988 Alfa Romeo. Good engine. Little underdriven. I know this because you nearly ran me over last week. Anyway, about that duck. You want me to get rid of him still?
Hmm? Duck, yes. Eject the duck.
Please. I can't do that.
Why not?
He's gone.
Well, what are you waiting for? Back up?
Daffy!
Shabby job, both of our constables. Quick, Oscar.
Oh, if you look to your left, you'll see Daffy Duck. Where's the head removed from the line?
That's Inspector.
No, we got
one flag, Spartacus.
Get with it!
Come on!
Daffy, stop!
Cut him off with the pass, boys. All units in pursuit of little black duck. Well, that's just cheating.
Woohoo! God damn it!
Sure! Spot him in fake New York. Don't follow me.
That's not right. Cut! Cut!
Lunch, everybody!
That airbag cost a lot of money.
I'm okay. Good morning. Hey, Batman, you good? All right. Well, come on.
I carry it away.
Quick, man.
Yes! That light, that conditioning, that stereo. To the duck cave.
Now what are you doing?
Hey, stay away from that Batmobile!
Come here.
I'm allowed to steal. I'm a celebrity.
Tell it to the judge.
Feeling pretty good about yourself?
I am.
You bested that dastardly duck.
I did.
And now you're going to offer your catch to the pretty executive?
Indeed.
Miss Houghton.
What do you know? I found Nemo. I think she likes you.
Oops!
Your father would be so ashamed of you.
First they told me to lose the stutter. Now they told me I'm not funny. It's a pain in the butt being politically correct.
You're telling me.
What kind of performance do you call that? You made me sound like a total space cadet, man.
I'm sorry if the other way. I was trying to be real to your character.
If you like goof on me in the sequel, I'm coming after you.
Yeah, then I'll give you a Scooby smile.
All right, so there are some areas of the script I think we need to address. There's no heart, no cooperation, nobody learns anything.
Daffy learns not to stick his head in a jet engine.
He's gone.
Nah, Daffy always comes back. I just tell him how much I need him. We hug, we cry, I drop something heavy on him, I laugh.
The duck is history, okay? All right, so the question is, how can I help you reposition your brand? Answer, we team you up with a hot female co-star.
Usually, I play the female love interest.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello.
About the cross-dressing thing in the past, funny. Today, disturbing.
Lady, if you don't find a rabbit with lipstick amusing, you and I have nothing to say to each other.
Look, I'm trying to be nice, but I was brought in to leverage your synergy, and I am not going to let you or some wacky duck...
Daffy.
Wacky
Daffy Nutty Fruitcake, crispy over rice. It doesn't matter.
Well, these matter. And this. And they say we get Daffy back. Right, boys?
Little Damien.
Oh, hey, Granny. Hi, sweetie.
How was work today?
Eventful.
What a nice young man. Oh, did you miss me?
Hey.
I'm glad I was fired. In a few days, they'll be kissing my beef-feathered rump, begging me to come back. But I won't.
Did I just miss the whole part where I invited you in?
I'll be too busy accepting numerous multiple offers. Every studio in town looks big. Who am I kidding? My career is over.
Perhaps I was being too polite.
Get out! I'll starve! I'll have to eat envelope glue. Wait, a Hershey bar. No, no.
Hey, no. Come on, hey, open the door. Daffy.
Yes?
Leave my father's house. Now.
You live with Daddy?
Yeah, so? Just, you know, kind of... temporarily.
Oh, I've hit rock bottom. I'm hanging out with a security guard who lives with his father. Oh, Grace and Gravy. Your dad's Damien Drake. The super spy.
He's an actor who plays a spy. And that? That was his iSpy award.
Ingenious. An actor who plays a super spy as a cover for being a super spy playing an actor. In fact, I'll bet this holds him to the super spy lair. Nothing is as it seems. You know, you're probably protected by an invisible force field right this minute.
Oh!
Aha! The force field penetrating apple!
Just feel free to continue your delusional ranting while I answer my... remote? Hello? Son? Dad? What are you doing in the painting?
I wanted to keep you out of this, but there's no one else I can trust. Can you hold on a second?
Are you shooting a movie or something?
You doing a Drake movie? Cool.
Come to Las Vegas. Ask Dusty Tails the Blue Monkey.
The Blue Monkey? What's a Blue Monkey?
A diamond. A very special diamond. Find Dusty Tails.
Hey! Dad, you need me to call the police or something?
Uh-oh. No police.
Daddy, are you all right?
I'm sorry I never told you this before, but I'm fine.
Dad.
Diamond? I'm rich. I joined the leisure class.
I gotta go save my dad.
Oh, yeah, your dad, yeah. So count me in. A spy keeper, double agents, exploding bikinis, tigers hanging from helicopters. I'm through with showbiz. From now on, I'm gonna live the adventure. Next stop, Las Vegas.
We'll take my dad's old car.
Ah, a super spy car. Let's ride.
This isn't a spy car.
Your dad's a spy, ipso ergo, a spy car.
Used to deliver pizzas in this car?
Secret pizzas? A spy pie, maybe? Fine, be that way, but it's definitely a spy car! Help me!
Ducks.
You know how I know it's a spy car? Because it looks absolutely nothing like a spy car.
I don't think
this routine is going to work without Daffy, but,
Action.
Say your prayers, Wabbit. It's Wabbit season.
Duck season.
Wabbit season.
Duck season.
Wabbit season.
Wabbit season.
Wait a minute.
See, I told you this wasn't going to work without... Oh, pain. Oh, agony.
You're fired.
What?
You got rid of our best duck.
You can't fire me. My films have made $950 million.
That's not a billion. Nope, not a billion.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we can all agree that the decision to get rid of Daffy was a poor one, but it's time to move on. And by move on, I mean reversing course and getting Daffy back.
By Monday.
I will have Daffy back on Monday.
That went well. Listen, Dollface, if I know Daffy, he's already hit the road by now. Stretch.
You know, I'm getting really tired of throwing you out of the car.
Well, that's my plan in a nutshell. Now listen, if we run into anything that requires super spy skills, like cracking wives, smooching games, you better leave that to me. However, if we have any security guarding needs...
Very, very funny, Doc. I'm not a security guard. For your information, it's just a job. It's what I do for money.
Mm-hmm.
What I really do is I'm a stuntman.
Ha! You a stuntman? Please.
I am. Did you see those mummy movies? I'm in them more than Brendan Fraser is. Oh, no, you couldn't stand that. One day he decides to say, no, the Bren Master does all his own stunts.
Listen, Muffles, if this heat ever makes it to Vegas, I'll do all the stunts, capiche? Doc here. Daffy, old chum. How the heck?
Yeah, cram it down your rabbit hole.
Daff, listen, I think I can get you your old job back with less of a pay cut than usual.
So, not interested. I'm off to Las Vegas with my new sidekick DJ to match with spies and showgirls. It's a little adventure I call Daffy Duck's Quest for the Blue Monkey. And you're not in it. Blue Monkey?
This is unacceptable! We cannot have 9-year-olds working in sweatshops making Acme sneakers. Not when 3-year-olds work for so much less.
But, sir, they require naps.
Put double espresso in their sippy cups. All right, what's next on the agenda? Where's my people? What's coming up? What's the next thing? Huh?
Thank you, Bob.
Great news, my friends. Direct your attention to the video screen.
Oh, cable input. VCR, satellite.
I love to sing about the moon and the June
input,
and the springer.
Satellite.
I love to sing
menu.
About a sky.
Rewind. Power. Off. Well, it seems that Damien Drake's son knows about the blue monkey. And he is on his way to Las Vegas. He must not find the location of the diamond before we do. How is the interrogation going?
He's about ready to crack, boss.
Input. Your satellite. We cannot let the good guys win this time, people. We must capture this son of a spy. And we must locate the diamond and use its powers for our own diabolical ends. Copy that to all departments.
Excuse me, I didn't quite get that.
Didn't quite. Something about capturing the satellite and then using the power of the diamond for our own diabolical ends. And be sure and use the lap.
Oh,
Because I like the laugh. Yeah, don't you? And what is your name?
Mary.
Well, Mary. How'd you like to do a little kissing later?
Look.
Yeah. That's what they all say at first. Soon, the Acme Corporation will tower over all of creation.
All of creation!
Acme! Acme!
Wait a minute.
Yes?
What about the duck?
Extra crispy.
Hello? 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 DJ? I'm not here to fire you again. I just want to know if that duck told you where he was going.
Anymore.
Why are you torturing me? What have I ever done that... Frank, I just fired the son of our biggest star. This has been a career-making day, Kate. First you get rid of the duck that everybody hates, but then of course they all want him back. And worst of all, you get into a big fight with Bugs Bunny. Who you revere. I know you've tried to model your life after.
Oh, I hate to see a grown man cry. Especially when it's a girl. Listen, Toots, would it stop the water wipes if I told you Daffy was going to Las Vegas with that guy, DJ?
It might.
Well, then, how's a bug we travel in style in this? Las Vegas, Jeeves.
Taking you to Las Vegas.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those snakes up higher.
So, Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas, Viva, Viva Las Vegas.
You got no music in your soul, sister.
I am aware of that, yes.
Yeah, he sure went for all the extras. When am I wrong?
Don't touch anything. This is Damien Drake's car.
Let's
swear if you don't know.
Anthony, what does this one do?
Shake it, not stir, sir.
Well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
If you touch one more thing,
I'm about to defy you. Now you've done it.
Arms at your side, please. Formal wear activated.
You clean up nice, kid.
Oh, no.
So...
Viva!
smell that, DJ? That's the sweet aroma of money, glamour, and busload upon busload of senior citizens.
Cool it, Duck. This could be dangerous.
Right. We find up details, save your dad, get the diamond, apply kung fu liberally as needed.
Under no circumstances are you to allow the young Mr. Drake and his duck cohort out of the casino in one piece. Is that clear?
Okay, you want the varmints and what they come for. I got you. But what's in it for old Sam? I got you.
Did you know that Dusty Tail sang the theme song to six Damien Drake movies?
Yeah, I know. He's my father, remember?
Your dad did it, Damien Drake?
Yes!
I'm kidding. Relax. We did that, okay?
I say, listen up, y'all. Please put your greasy, buff-faced, shoveling hands together for our next act. If you've heard her before, you're not here now. So I said, let me introduce you to Miss Dusty Tail.
If you want to be good, boy, get yourself a basket. If you want to be wild, gotta know just who to dial, baby. And that's me. If you really like it hot, get someone who gets the spot, honey. Oh, yeah.
Damien's son.
Is there some place we can talk?
Excuse me, I have to change.
Okay, Soot, hand over the diamond.
You brought a goose?
Duck, thank you.
Hi.
You again.
Listen up, you darn imbeciles! We gotta get them varmints and what they come for.
And then we blast them?
Then we blast them.
Now, if I were a giant diamond, where would I be? Ow! Well, not there.
So... my, dad's in trouble.
Not here.
And, he said that I should ask you about the blue monkey.
So then you know.
Oh, definitely.
Nope.
Yes.
I figured something must have happened when he didn't show up. So sorry, but that's what comes with being a spy.
So, you're, a spy, too.
The pop diva thing? That's just one side of me. I also work for the agency. Professional assassin. It's really hard trying to juggle the two sometimes. I don't know what I'm going to do when I have kids. Do you know how hard it is to find a nanny with advanced weapons training?
Woohoo! How many galoshes died to make that little number?
What about this blue monkey?
Your father's assignment was to track it down before the chairman could. The diamond has supernatural powers. It would be a disaster if it fell into the wrong hands. I was supposed to give him this.
This is not a king-sized diamond. This is a queen of diamonds. What kind of sick joke is this?
I have it.
That is so sweet. You trying to take over for your father. These evil forces, they're bad people.
Relax, sister. I don't know the meaning of the word fear.
Say your prayers, Doug!
Fear now, in a state of terror.
They're coming!
A mission like this requires years of experience and training.
Baby, I ain't got time for that right now. I gotta go save my cat.
Don't lose our card. It's important.
After him, boys!
Easy on the feather.
Kill you, coward, carrion, coyote! Ooh, Dad, burn plastic, please, Daddy!
Tractor
depended on it.
Oh, dear.
That's right.
I mean left. Or other left.
Stop it. That's what I'm talking about.
You say. Is that all you got?
That's going to leave a mark. That's not boxing. Mine is here.
I'm gonna come up on you.
I'll take that play card.
After it, stump boy.
Oh, man.
Jump! Jump!
All right, place your bets, gentlemen. Money plays, loser stays. Everyone's a wet. Well, not everyone.
Here's my money.
Now play. Cards, sir.
Hit me.
Don't you want to look at your cards first, son?
Boy's about as sharp as a bowling ball.
Hit me.
No, hit me first.
Oh, well, I said, await your turn, sir.
Hit me. Hit me. Hit me. Hit me.
Hit me.
Hit me. Hit me.
No, no, no. Hit me, Fred Nabbit.
He's the boss.
You son of a card.
Card, sir. Hit me.
21, a winner!
Let's go! And then they made their heroic escape! I say we do such a fillet and call it a night. How about the Liberace Museum? All right, let's see what this baby can really do. That's an interesting feature.
Come back, you abscondent!
Hey, watch yourself, ma'am. Mwah. I love this rug.
Hey, come back here, you Marcus!
Move! Go!
It's a modified Chevrolet with a big 24 on the side.
Boy, I'm a commandeer in this here clown car. After him, boy!
Shotgun!
Move back! Black and red, cat side kick!
Slow down, will ya? I'm waddling here.
Come back, you darn idiot, you loose!
That'd be 314 hotels and 142 casinos in Las Vegas. You're never going to find that duck.
Death never misses a cue. What's up, Duck?
Don't you fuck with me.
Excuse me. You!
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 Him!
Her!
Them!
Out of my way!
Are in big trouble.
Ow.
What are you doing? Kidnapping me? Stop the car!
This is my adventure, Bob. Coming through.
So, what brings you to Las Vegas? You ran out of people of fire in L.A.?
You stole my duck.
Your duck? Bah! I belong to the world.
You know what? You can have him.
Dynamite? Look at that dynamite!
Welcome to my world.
Hey,
Hang on.
Throw it out the window.
Throw it out. Throw it out.
But innocent people could be hurt.
Throw it out the window.
It'll send the wrong message to children.
Throw it out.
Didn't he used to be behind us?
But all those in favor of not getting dead walls, say on.
Mother.
Taking you to mother.
Everybody make a wish. And now, I'm beginning to think that this one is the spy car.
What? ETA to mother, 10 minutes.
Fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some of that.
Please return your feedback to an upright position.
So, what are your plans now, if I may ask?
Canfield, save us.
He's the hero.
All right, Bucktooth, stick a carrot in
him. Hey, everybody calm down, all right? I can handle this.
Hello, my Warner Brothers stock. I got an inside tip to something funny to both to die. Out of gas.
What? It doesn't work like that.
Thanks, Trix.
Carrot? No thanks.
You really think that playing card is going to help you rescue your father?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
You know this all sounds insane, right? I remember the first time I saw your dad in the movie.
Yeah.
So breathtaking.
Your hair smells nice. Good night.
I'm telling you, Daffy, I heard the Warner Brothers say you were their best duck. Flattered though I may be, flattened I will not in order for you to get the laugh. It's all
poo-hoo,
yuck-yuck, and then bam, wham, wham. And your tail is on fire. Exactly my point. No, really, your tail's on fire. Half your accident prone. What am I talking to you for? All you have to do is munch on a carrot and people love you.
So I need you to move my 12 o'clock appointment up to 2 o'clock and then back to 11 o'clock and then just cancel it. And I need you to get a helicopter and... No. Don't put me on hold. Oh, God. I can't die out here. Oh, this wasn't the plan. After this comedy, promised myself I would only do real movies about the human condition crammed with social relevance.
There's nothing but a big rock for 10 miles in that, and that direction, so...
So we go that way.
Say, who are you kidding here? We're goners. Water! I can't die now. Think of the millions of children who want me to have the diamond. Oh, the poor children.
Hey, look at that.
Is it a mirage or just product placement?
Hey, who cares? With shopping convenience at such low prices. Water, Fresca, Mountain Dew, your product name here.
Isn't this your idea?
The audience expects it. They don't even notice this kind of thing anymore.
Nice of Walmart to provide these Walmart beverages in return for us seeing Walmart so many times. Ow!
Where's your civity sack? What is your report?
No, boss, it wasn't me. That razzin' pals and duckin' the crease and sun DJ and a hummin' a hummin' the dusty tails and... Well...
You know, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you. Now, Mr. Drake, are you going to save us the bother of eliminating your son?
My son's gonna kick your evil butt.
The German!
Yes, Dad.
Just an operative.
Not a bad idea, Dad. Our desert operative is due for a win.
Meet me. Meet me.
I told you we should have made that left turn in Albuquerque. Now don't start that yet.
For the next truck or car or camel or whatever, and take Bugs and Daffy and get back to Hollywood and finish making the movie.
What are you going to do?
I'm just going to keep walking that way.
That's your plan?
Yep. That's the direction the car was going.
You wrapped up in your little caper here. Let's just assume that you're right and Damian Drake is a spy.
Super spy.
What's the point of just meandering through the desert if...
Here. Be safe.
Attaboy. Trust your instinct.
Oh, yeah. Except for the water tower, the Batmobile, the rubble known as Las Vegas.
Hey. Is nobody as rich and famous and powerful as my father? It just disappears into thin air.
Suddenly, I feel like I'm in Aunt Marge's Jell-O mode.
Hey guys, it's air conditioning here. Come on in.
Whoa. Okay, Buster. Where's Damian Drake and that big diamond?
Clean up on aisle 3.
Can I be of service? I am monitored to respond to the name Robbie.
Hi, TJ. At ease, I'm Mother.
Ooh,
Yeah, like the car said that we would be meeting you. How do you know my name?
Oh, DJ, I've known you since you were this big. That's not really possible, is it? Must have been a photo. All right, let me just take care of this and we'll...
Give it to me, Grace. How bad is it?
So, shall we?
Don't let it do so much time.
Whoa, you're going to put him back, right? Because I can't go back to L.A. with duck soup.
We do have the facilities to reconstitute the body. The mind, though, will remain a gooey mess.
So, about my father?
All in due time.
Lovely. Yes. Hello.
All right, break it up, fellas. Nice coats. White is the new black, you know.
Yes.
Oh, look.
So, this is Area 51, right?
No.
The secret military base?
No.
Where they keep the aliens?
No. Area 51 is actually a paranoid fantasy we concocted to hide the true identity of this facility.
Which is?
Area 52. But don't quote me on that.
Oh, right. Area 52.
So, Mother.
Oh! Call me Mom.
Mom, what is it that you do here exactly anyway?
You're next.
My God, man, what am I going to do with you? You've done nothing but screw up. You've walked up mesas. You've been smashed by boulders. You've been run over by diesel trucks. And don't blame the equipment. The equipment is good. It's Acme equipment. You're like Coyote. Be wily. All right, now. Buck up and let's see a little smile. A little bigger. A little bigger. Oh, well, that's nice. Now, just go take a shower and don't come back till you smell better. Oh. And be careful, there's some men moving a safe out there, and I don't want you to... And be careful of the box of fireworks, because... I suppose I should mention the plate glass window. It's tough being the boss.
Ah, the communication.
Civil Department of Martians. Obtain the playing card and destroy the duck. And when I say destroy the duck, I mean kill him viciously and painfully.
A mission? I'm all a tingle.
So, here we are in the I can't tell you what room. Robert, can you take care of that, please?
Yes, madam.
Doc, when you bring Daffy back, could you make him 20% funnier?
I heard that.
What were we discussing? This isn't about the giant ants, is it?
Giant ants?
Because they're not really ants anymore.
Tell me about the blue monkey.
How do you know about that thing that I've never heard of in my entire life?
My dad told me.
What is the point of making them pinky swear? All right. Now, this tape will explain everything. It was prepared especially for your father.
Greetings, Damian Drake. If you're watching this, you are aware that the world indeed is in grave danger. The Acme Corporation is in hot pursuit of the Blue Monkey Diamond, a supernatural gem with the ability to turn people into monkeys, and then back again. It is the Acme Chairman's goal to turn the population into monkey slaves, to manufacture shoddy Acme goods, and then change them back to people to buy the stuff.
Unbelievable!
Unbelievable, you may say. Your mission is this. Find it, destroy it, save humanity, and remember, no one wants to be turned into a monkey.
That's why those guys came after my dad, because my dad was going to save the world. So it means that if I go after the diamond, then the bad guys come after me.
Well, hang on. You're not seriously thinking about...
Taking over your father's mission? I guess that would be all right.
What?
Listen, if you're going to be a spy, you'll need spy stuff.
So, is this where you keep all the high-tech spy gadgets?
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah,
That's cool. So I can use all this stuff?
No. Your stuff is over here.
But, you know, I really like the...
All right. So, looks like an ordinary cell phone. Mm-hmm. Freeway calling, voice dialing, downloadable ringtone.
My phone does all that.
Superconducting electromagnet.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
GPS with mapping software. Chip calculator. Game Boy.
Game Boy?
High-powered laser. Polycarbonate repelling line with jet-propelled micro-grappling hook. No hair trimmer. You always want to look your best.
Get over here, you idiot. No, cold, cold, warm, warmer. Hey!
Permit me, madam.
Robert, darling, excellent choice.
Swank pants.
Oh, and comfortable, too. Plus, liquid hydrogen rocket pockets here and here.
Hand stitching, nuclear-powered crotch pad.
He'll be down in a moment.
Wakey, wakey, friends. Time to wreak mayhem in the cause of evil.
Mother, just one last question. What's the deal with this card?
Well, that is the window into what lies behind her smile.
What?
I'm sorry, it's our intelligence people. They feel a need to code everything in a riddle. I think they get some kind of perverse pleasure out of it. I think it's corporate.
Looks like we got company. Yikes! Illegal aliens.
I knew this day would come.
Emergency shutdown activated.
The playing card, please.
I'll take that. Out of my way. Hero coming through.
There is no escape.
Pesky foul! Woo-hoo!
Oh. Yum, yum. Mm-hmm. Isn't it about time to enjoy a frosty cold soda at the concession stand?
Leaving. Fall to me, fricassee!
That was fun.
Looking for this? Now, what did she mean by a window?
The window into what lies behind her smile. That's the Mona Lisa.
Which is in the Louvre.
Which is in Paris.
So just how are we supposed to get to Paris? Like this.
Maybe the diamond is in the painting.
Huh?
Now all we have to do is steal the Mona Lisa.
Way ahead of you.
No.
Look, no touch, right?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm already in costume. That's a good look for you. Do you really think so?
Wait a minute.
Aha! It is a window.
Wow.
It's an X-ray.
Sorry. Wow. It's a map of Africa. I mean, that's where the diamond is.
Hold it up. I'll take a picture.
Yeah.
Well, hey, can I take a picture? Oh, please. Come on, give me a phone. I want to take a picture, too. Come on. Please. Jesus, the cops. Oops. He's gone. So, come on. Let me take a picture, will ya? I want to take a picture. Oh, come on. Please. Can I hold the window? Let me see the window.
I'll take that.
What gives, Doc? We made 35 pictures together.
Well, as it turns out, I'm secretly evil.
That help is for you.
Now, make with the card so I can please my dark masters.
Yes, sir. Queen of Diamonds is your card. Just put it back in the deck anywhere you find. And oopsie daisy, aha. Is this your card?
No.
Run.
I said it's the Queen of Diamonds, I tell you.
You mean like this one?
I'm gonna quit!
Think we should go back and help him?
Nah, Elmer never gets bugs. It's a formula, but it works.
That's the great thing about movies. You always know what's gonna happen. For instance, if this was a movie, you and I probably wind up together.
You don't let go of me, I am going to scream and I'm going to stop screaming!
Well, this is surreal.
Apple will fry you.
Burlap sack. He's taken to the Eiffel Tower.
Ah, it is spring, is it not?
Oh, I'm gonna blast you.
Point collision, a technique of using individual dots of pigment which, taken together, make an image.
Oh, quad.
I think when you go to the movies, you should learn something.
Look at that.
Oh, dear.
Now, there's something you don't see every day.
You.
Huh? Hey, wait a minute.
I don't want any trouble.
What are you doing there?
I just want your...
Get away!
That's right. I'm a vicious bird of prey.
Your seat.
back!
It's the perfect day, except for the fact that we lost the map.
We?
All right, I'm the jerk who lost the map.
And I'm the bunny who saved the car. Voila!
Hey, nice going, Bugs. Africa.
Dear people, I reveal to you the whereabouts of the blue monkey. All right. Well, there's a duck in the middle of the map. Remove the duck. Remove the duck. The duck is in the middle. Duck.
Ah. Oh.
Now, we cannot let a boy, a girl, and a duck and a rabbit thwart our plan for global domination.
Want a bet?
A wager?
$5 says my son will scuttle your diabolical plans and save the world.
You're awfully spunky for a man in your position. How do you like that, Mr. Slap yourself in your own face? Give him a good zest every once in a while.
My pleasure.
Now, I think I'm going to hedge my bet. I'm going to unleash our most vicious opposite.
Chairman, while we agree that the Tasmanian devil is quite vicious, if memory serves, he is also really stupid.
Really? Well, so are you. That's a good boy.
I withdraw my objection.
This would have been a lot easier underground.
Come on, it's only another 6,000 cubits in this here thick direction.
Huh? Wait, it's that nice boy from next door.
Oh, little Damien. How funny see you here, dear.
Hi, Granny.
Would you and your little friends like a lift?
Giddy up, Dumbo.
Sure was a lucky coincidence you showing up just now.
Yes, wasn't it?
I've discovered my lunch.
What a fantastic view! Unless you're in the audience, in which case you've been staring at an elephant's behind for 30 seconds. My destiny awaits.
I guess this is our stop.
Enjoy the rest of your adventure, children.
This is the Blue Monkey? This dime store, Bobbles?
Uh-oh.
I've been rooked.
That shouldn't happen.
Shafted by the gods.
Nice going, Chappy.
I demand recompense. I want my diamond. Where is my humongous rock?
Huh. Crest duck.
Hey. It's like a puzzle piece.
What?
Wait a minute.
Are we rich yet?
Hey, any time now.
Mind. I'm the hero. I should get the treasure. The girl, too, but we'll discuss that later. Careful. Careful with my diamond. Easy now.
Jack. This is for you.
Why, DJ? Why you? Why wasn't it me? Just academic curiosity, you understand. Well, gotta go. Bank closes at 5.
Come on, Daffy. Change him back. All right, all right. Buddy pictures.
DJ, pal, you're okay.
Yeah. Give me that.
I liked you better as a monkey.
Thanks.
Oh, my neck is so sweet. Now, if you could just hand over the diamond.
Immediately!
My turn.
All right, now, I've come for the diamond.
I knew it was you.
Oh, you knew it was me, did you? Well, you're wrong, because I'm not me. I'm actually... Oh, I can't reach over the hat, you know. I'd be hurt back at Acme, but I never wore the hat. And now the hat is throwing me off. Would you... Thank you very much. I'm actually...
Your father. Dad!
Saw that one coming.
Look into your heart, DJ. You know it's true. Can't be true. You're right. It isn't. Let's do some drills.
This doesn't make a lick of sense.
Well, who's laughing now? Well, apparently no one. Anyway, give me the monkey.
No, forget that, man. You're evil.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, Mr. Smith, let's show this muscle-bound beefcake, who I have sometimes been mistaken for, what it's like to live in the real world.
Have you ever been disintegrated in one place and then reassembled in another? Fire away!
Ha, ha, ha.
So, I thought they fixed that glitch.
Let's just get this fired.
I can do everything myself around here. Ah, good. Henchman! So this is the remote that works. Now, this, my friend, is the Acme Trade of Death. Which is not good news for your father.
Don't worry about me, son. I've gotten out of worse scrapes than this one.
You see, the Trade of Death doesn't kill him. Then those crates of TNT will. Not to mention the two-ton anvil hanging over his head. And, oh, look, there's the Pendulum of Doom. What's the Pendulum of Doom doing there? I did not order the Pendulum of Doom. It's overkill. Get rid of it. Now, if you want to keep your family together, I will hand over the blue mucker now.
Don't worry, son. I'm fine.
Sick man, you know that?
I'll get used to it.
Excuse me? What about my father?
Oh. He's waiting for a trail.
What?
Where's Marvin the Marshal? Ah! All right. Now here is the blue monkey. Ooh. Now go put it on the satellite. Go!
No, no, you don't, Eight Ball.
To be futile. You see, here is the blue monkey. Here is the Acme satellite.
With the blue monkey, it's finally docked in the satellite. I will transmit a beam around the world, which will transform everyone but me into a monkey. Bell, take them away.
Don't think I'll get kind of lonely in the throw my friends swing from trees and pick fleas out of their furry butt.
Lonely?
I suppose I could use a little human companionship.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, I've seen you notice me. I know I'm hot.
Oh.
But I prefer someone with a little more oomph. I prefer Mary.
Oh.
Hello, Mary. We're a cute couple, don't you think? Now, take those future simians away and lower the monkey shield.
Earthlings have the worst sense of direction.
Well, what do you know? He fell for it. I guess I owe you $5. Satellite. I don't even have cable.
You know, when I fired that duck, I never would have seen this coming.
I've been way out of this.
You can get out of this, son. You've just got to set your mind to it.
Besides, I'm hearing my dad's voice in my head.
Actually,
I'm down here, son.
Come on, Dad, I'll be right there.
Is that
What was that noise, son?
Dad, you know how I always wanted a dog?
Yeah?
I just got one.
Wait! Maybe he wants to play fetch.
Nice mechanical doggy.
Good dog. Good boy, want to play? Good boy.
It looks to be a deadly mission requiring strength, cunning, and nerves of steel. So, good luck, Bugsy. I'll keep the engine running.
You tricked me.
What's up, Darth?
Now I must incapacitate you with my bubble gun.
Ain't that cute?
No.
Of course you realize this means war.
You go that way. I'm gonna go this way.
I don't want to put you under any added pressure, son, but judging by the vibrations of these train tracks, I've got about 1 minute and 42 seconds left.
Yes, put him down.
What am I going to do? What would Damien Drake do? What would Duck Dodgers do? Wait a minute. I am Duck Dodger. Yep, I'm going to be the hero of this picture. Duck Dodgers to the rescue! Duck Dodgers to the rescue! Duck Dodgers! Duck. Ah, it's you-know-who to the rescue! It helps if you don't say the name.
Now to neutralize that duck.
Oh, this can't be good.
Now the diamond will bathe the earth in a monkey transforming glow. 9, 8, 7, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sporting evil makes me so angry.
Well, that takes care of that.
Are you all buckies yet? Uh-oh!
Checkmate, Mr. Chairman. You're going down.
Come on, say it. Just a little. You're my hero.
Nope, sorry.
Bob, say it. Come on.
Uh-uh. Not interested.
No one will ever know.
Nope.
I'm really proud of you, DJ. I know I could count on you.
Dad, I think we should move.
But what's wrong with Beverly Hills?
Not from this spot.
I think we scratched it. Don't worry, it's the rental.
You guys, you pulled it off.
I pulled it off, all right. Give me that.
Way to go, Daffy.
You didn't do so bad yourself, stunt boy. To set the record straight, all credit for saving the human race goes to Daffy.
Exactly.
Daffy.
Oh, no, you don't, Buster.
You're the hero.
You're the hero.
You're the hero.
Wait a minute.
Pronoun trouble. I'm the hero. I'm the hero, all right.
I'm the hero.
Are you going to introduce us, DJ?
Now, Dad, this is Kate. Kate, this is Damien Drake.
I'm a really big fan.
Oh.
Of your son.
Well, Dad, you achieved your goal of being a hero. Yep. But you didn't achieve your goal of getting me back in your stupid movie.
Cut. Chris, cut the rock.
That's it, guys.
Remind me to get a new agent, will you?
Oh,
hey. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe we are a team. Bugs and Daffy. No. Daffy and Bugs. What do you think?
Say, you remember me? I threatened your manliness and you got me fired? Oh, I know you. Do I know him? You must be someone that I got fired. See, I get a lot of people fired. You be good now. So like I said...
Oh, God, not again. He's down again. What's going on? Are you okay?
Come on.
He said he could do
stuff. Bugs is here. Gotta go.
Hey, you know, Daffy, you're right.
The usual place, Mr. Bunny?
Very good, Ryan. From now on, you and I are going to be equal partners in this thing. No more second banana for you. Well, thanks, pal. I really appreciate this. At last, my star is rising. All my hopes and aspirations... Whoops. What do you know? My luck is changing already.
Go home, folks.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.